This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. It's been 2 months since September's storms and flooding devastated some areas of the Front Range. In the days following the disaster, I spoke with one of the many people impacted. Kerry Grimes lives with his wife Allison in Pinewood Springs, a small community near the town of Lyons. They were evacuated by Chinook helicopter just a few days after the floods began. After being displaced for about a month, they've been able to return home.
You know, our house is fine, but I think the community is just kind of getting back on its feet. Not everybody's back yet. You know, just the little things like, you know, our trash service has been restored recently. I think there's just a lot of cleanup near the river, just debris that got washed down, you know, helping out and getting parts of the community were kind of cut off and just getting roads rebuilt and bridges and things like that.
But for another family, the ordeal is still ongoing. Colin Eisenhart, his wife Krista, and their two children had to evacuate their home in the secluded mountain community of Big Elk Meadows.
My wife and I are in the fire department, so we got the initial call, and we were up, and we were, you know, working all that night. Then the next morning, we found out that a sheriff, a deputy, had been trapped back there with us, and he told us that we would need to evacuate in the coming days. He said, "We don't know when they'll come for you, but when they come, you will have to decide."
They quickly made the decision to leave the Saturday after the flooding began. After being airlifted to Fort Collins on a Chinook helicopter, the family stayed with a few friends before settling into a short-term rental in Longmont. Although their home survived the floods, the only road into and out of this area that residents refer to as the Meadows was severely damaged. I am talking with Colin now. So what have you been told about a timeline for getting back permanently to Big Elk Meadows?
Very little, as far as that goes. The access is being developed, and we can go back at night, and we can go back on Sundays.
And that's not easy to do, right, because there's just one road?
Right, right. Yeah, it's 5 miles of dirt road, and it was the first 2 miles of it were completely washed away. So they've had to rebuild those, and they've got them to a swampy, messy stage that they're, you know, they're just doing layers upon layers.
Is the condition of the road the primary factor for getting back to your home?
No, no, that's the easy part. The hard part is going to be the water. Our water was all came, was pulled out of a lake called Mirror Lake. It was our water source, and that lake has been, it's gone. There's now just a little stream that's going through there because the dam was washed away.
Have you been able to get back and check on your house?
Yeah, I was able to get a couple friends of mine to four-wheel in about 2 weeks after we were evacuated. There's a four-wheel drive, a 10-mile four-wheel drive road that was developed by the fire department coming in, you know, from the back side of it.
Okay.
So we were able to four-wheel drive in. I was able to get my four-wheel drive truck out and kind of start to assess the house. Underneath, I had some, in my storage area underneath the house, I had some water damage. Luckily, most of the stuff, I think, is going to be okay. It's just the mold that's grown, you know, over the past 2 months. It's, you know, just been wet and growing mold down there.
Right.
And we've lost, since we lost power, we had to drain all of our, you know, water out of our heating system.
Ooh.
So we have no heat, and therefore everything's freezing, and I'm concerned about pipes freezing and things like that.
So have you been able to do anything else to winterize?
Not really. I've been able to get back in there a couple of times and try to run some fans off a generator to air it out underneath there.
Mm-hmm.
And that's definitely helping. You know, it's just a lack of time and a lack of gasoline on the generator to run them.
What's your biggest concern for the next few weeks and months?
In order to get a place to stay, we signed a 6-month lease. So we're assuming we're going to be out until April. So now it's a matter of the security of the house. Is it going to be okay? Is it going to freeze? Vandalism is obviously an issue that we worry about, although we have lots of neighbors around who are roughing it out up there and looking out for the place. So now it's just trying to make a life, and how are our kids going to handle this? Because it's an emotional thing, and it's hard for kids, and they don't deal with it the way adults do.
Well, thank you so much for talking and sharing your experience.
Oh, you're very welcome. It's nice talking to you.
That was Colin Eisenhart. He, his wife Krista, and their children, Shannon and Devin, are still waiting to get back to their home in Big Elk Meadows.